American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday, with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to name a vice presidential pick possibly on Monday. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from Georgia, where Harris has been rallying on Tuesday.
Harris now moving at warp speed. Her campaign just over a week old, but she's already expected to announce her running mate in the coming days. The two will then hit the road together, visiting several key battleground states, starting with a rally in Philadelphia on Tuesday. The Harris campaign insists the schedule is not an indication of who she may pick, even though one contender is the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro.
No response yet to the assassination of Hamas's top political leader. Ismail Jamia was killed in an airstrike in Tehran. He was there for the inauguration of the new president. A similar attack on the head of Hezbollah's military wing. He was targeted in Beirut, Lebanon. Federal Reserve Board wrapping up its July meeting today. It's not expected to lower interest rates, but could set the stage to do so next month. This is ABC News. Emails are hitting inboxes this morning for a lot of Americans who could be in line to see at least some of their student loan debt wiped out. ABC's Karen Travers has the story.
Millions of Americans with student debt are getting an email today from the Education Department laying out options for how they could have some or all of their debt canceled this fall. This stems from a proposed rule announced in the spring, a plan B after the president's sweeping student loan forgiveness was struck down by the Supreme Court. President Biden says in a statement the goal is to notify borrowers of the upcoming debt relief programs in advance so they can, quote, benefit swiftly once the rules are final. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Amazon is promising to appeal after a ruling from the Consumer Product Safety Commission that it can be held responsible for dangerous items sold by third-party vendors on its site. Investigators in Washington state now say a Tesla that hit and killed a motorcyclist near Seattle in April was in full self-driving mode. So far, no charges have been filed. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting for Wisconsin's August 13th primary is underway. The Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign is reaching out to registered voters who sat out the midterms 2 years ago.
Listening to them, valuing what they have to say, and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
The campaign's Rhonda Lindner says just getting people to even talk about voting again leads to more civic engagement. Wisconsin healthcare companies say artificial intelligence should be limited and monitored. Officials from UW Health say they use AI for in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to answer patients' questions. A spokesperson says a doctor or a nurse reviews all messages before they're sent to patients. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday, our morning show host Joel Karnick met with Michelle from Copperbox to talk a little bit about the band and how they began.
My grandfather had a polka band, and his dad before that, so like fourth or fifth generation of polka bands and polka music. And when I got to my teenage years, I still loved the polka and and played with my brothers and sisters in a band. And also met my husband, who was playing with his family's band. And we started listening to all kinds of different music, and we were really digging some of the Zydeco blues music and rock of that time. So we eventually got together and got married, and we were in separate bands. So we were like, never saw each other. And we were like, if this marriage is going to work, we're going to have to see each other. So
right.
Decided to start our own band.
You can catch Copperbox 5 p.m. on Friday at the main tent at Flamborama, and can find our full interview with them on the 98Q Country website under podcasts. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
9:04, we're going to talk a little bit about Harvorama tomorrow night out at Empty Pockets. Harv will join us in a little bit. But right now we've got Rico with us from the group Sonic Circus. It'll be Saturday night here at Flamborama. Rico, thank you so much for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joel. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we played a clip of you guys. YouTube's wonderful. We can just steal all your music we need to play and tell people what you guys are all about. Yeah, I played a little clip of that this morning. Our afternoon guy came in just a little bit ago, and he said, wow, that was really good. You guys, how long have you been doing this, Rico? Tell us a little bit about the history of your career.
Yeah, I appreciate your noon guy's lower standards. That always helps a little bit. But I do appreciate the compliment. We do work hard at it. The band actually formed right around the turn of the century, which sounds like we're all, from box generation. But it's, I think, about 2001, and I was not in the band at the time. So it's been going for about 23 years in many different incarnations and lineups. And we've even had some members quit or get fired and return to the lineup. And it's being in a band is a lot like dating. You have good days and you have bad days, and you get along at times, and other times there's friction. And if you can allow the good to outweigh the bad, then sometimes you bring those people back or they want to come back. But I joined the band in 2016. So this is my eighth year. And I'm a 32-year career high school music instructor in Wausau. And I had a former student of mine who went to Wausau West High School and relocated to the Fox Valley where the band is based. And he gave me a shout about 8 years ago and said, we are desperately seeking a lead singer and frontman. By any chance, are you available? And it was excellent timing for me. I wasn't in a band at the time and I was really missing it. And so I went and auditioned and got the spot and have been happily fulfilling that role for the last 8.5 years.
Now, obviously, since you teach it and now you do it, you live it, you play it, this obviously has been a passion of yours for how long? Since a young child? Or
absolutely. Music is innate. My parents were both professional musicians. When my father came home from World War II in 1947, he immediately married my mother, and they actually had what would equate to a syndicated Wisconsin radio show in the 50s called The Singing Sweethearts. And they both played instruments and harmonized with each other. And they did what would be the version of cover tunes back in those days, or standards, as my father always called them. And he would write songs about my mom, and my mom would harmonize to songs about her. And they just loved music. My dad was a real simple guy, as was my mom, but they always encouraged us all to follow some type of musical pathway. And I have four siblings and they all dabbled in it. And I did too. But I was the one who just pursued it to a different level. And again, not that that's necessarily any type of attainment as far as professionalism goes, but it was innate. It's woven into the fabric of who I am and always will be. Sometimes so much so that I sadly take it for granted. Yeah. And there are times still when I'm on stage where I think, you know, wake up and enjoy this moment rather than just going through the motions. And this is, you know, just another Saturday night obligation. So yeah. Music is who I am. The everything I do in life is music. I've learned it. I perform it. I teach it. I did radio jingles for a long stint. The only thing outside of music in my life that is a passion is aviation. I'm also a pilot, and that kind of takes its time, and me being a musician allows me to pay for the flight time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Rico, when they see you on stage as a lead singer in many of the songs Saturday night, and they see you up there, what genre of music really, obviously you got to do all kinds of different songs when you're doing festivals like this, but what's your passion? What's that genre of music that you're like, this is my number one? I like this.
Well, first of all, I'll be nervous, Joel. I'm not going to lie to you. So I'll picture you and everyone else at the show in their underwear, just all to right. My nerves a little bit.
Boxers, kind of compression boxers. So if you're going to picture me right. All right. All right.
I was thinking thong, but yeah, if you're a boxer guy, I have to make the adjustment.
All right.
I love it all. I just love to sing. And that's why I became a choir teacher, to try and encourage that in other kids too. But gosh, it's hard to pick any one. I love Bon Jovi. I love singing Bon Jovi. I'm a baritone. He's a world-class tenor. So it takes some, there's application of the process that's going 100% of the time to try and bump my range up into his, which is a tough act to follow. But I also love, we do some Motley Crue. Gosh, we do Prince. We do Journey. We do Cheap Trick. We do Van Halen. So I have to be a little bit of a vocal chameleon.
Yeah.
And as do all the guys in the band. They all try to take on the, it's not just drumming as you would drum as, you know, so-and-so. It's drumming as Alex Van Halen or any of the great drummers, Tico Torres from Bon Jovi, that try to sound like and emulate the band that you are attempting to copy.
Yeah. How do singers, I've always wondered, because being in radio for 37 years, sometimes I have moments where I'm just like, just Joel, just shut up, just enough. And I just, you know, it feels like you're talking with you, you're being a teacher, you're singing. That voice, keeping that voice intact so you're ready to perform, is that a challenge as you get through into your years here?
Nailed that one, buddy. And I'm sure that you go through this too as a radio personality. Yes, it is. It's a huge challenge and it's a huge weight always on my mind. So again, for me, it's not just singing, it's singing wildly out of my range. So there are nights where I have to tell the guys, hey, this song isn't going to happen. what really affects it is getting enough sleep. I run a lot to try to increase my lung capacity, which really affects me as a singer. You know, as a guitar player, as a drummer, as a bassist, keyboardist, anything else, you can walk on stage with the flu, be miserable, but do your job. If I have the slightest congestive issue, my range starts to shut down to the point of being a laryngeal thing. It's that I totally lose my voice. And, so it's always a great concern to me. And luckily, in the summer, when I'm not teaching, my voice gets rest from gig to gig, as opposed to shouting at high school kids 8 hours a day. So it's you really picked up a key aspect of the role, that maintaining vocal health is very important to me. I've never been a smoker. I'm not much of a party guy. I'm really a nerd. My favorite drink on the planet is chocolate milk. my favorite thing to do when I'm not performing is watch TV or fly airplanes, and there's not a lot of talking involved there. Mm-hmm. So yes, I do my best to take it seriously and treat it professionally and try to hit the notes in tune.
Tell us about the rest of the group we'll see on stage Saturday night when folks come out to see you, Rico. Who else you got with you on stage here?
So I'm thinking maybe the videos you saw, Joel, were when we were a 5-piece band. We are now a 4-piece band. So we have our drummer is named Scotty Schrader. He's out of the Appleton area. Excellent percussionist. He is one of the guys I mentioned who was in the band for an earlier stint and then joined another band and then ended up coming back when we lost the drummer right around 2020. And just a really good guy, excellent percussionist, and really brings the pulse to all the rock and roll that we play. And he's also quite the showman too, with twirling his sticks and throwing his sticks and occasionally dropping his sticks and trying to slam a beer when he's only using one hand, which we discourage, but hey, what are you going to do? It's a rock and roll party. On guitar is one of Wisconsin's foremost, I think, rock and roll guitarists. His name is Jeremy Martins. He's from the Waupaca area. He is also a school teacher, but he is a Phi Ed teacher. So those two, not a lot of gelatinous material between teaching gym and playing rock and roll guitar, but this guy plays Eddie Van Halen like I always wanted to and could never attain. And he just seems to do it so effortlessly. Fun guy. And you're going to see he just lights up the stage as a phenomenal rock and roll guitarist. Sadly, in 2023, we had our bass player, Paul Yeager, passed away due to stage 4 laryngeal cancer. And He was a great, great guy. And in the spring of 23, started saying, I don't feel so good. And my back hurts. And we said, Paul, you got to get this checked out. And he did. And he came back and he said, well, it's not good news, guys. And he only played one more gig with us. And that was a struggle for him in May. And when you get that news, you start thinking, wow, do we just quit? You know, do we just shut things down? But
right.
Because we're an agency act, we play about 60 to 80 times per year, and you've got all those contracts floating around out there. And I think anybody would understand if you broke one due to those circumstances. But Paul loved the band. He loved music. And he said, guys, you got to keep going. You just do whatever it takes. And I'm going to be back. And that's what he kept on saying, is I'm going to fight this and I'm going to be back. And that was a great spirit to carry in our hearts and souls, but it never happened. He ended up passing away on August 22nd, a year ago. So last Memorial weekend of 2023, I had a good friend in Wausau who I had known for a couple decades. His name is Bradford Putris, and Bradford is an amazing bass player and just an all-around hell of a guy. And he happened to come on one of my high school shows because his son was dating one of my high school girls. And I said, Bradford, what are you doing here? And he said, well, it's kind of a father commitment, and I got to check this guy out. And we laughed. And I said, by any chance, are you in a band right now? And he said, I'm not doing anything. And I bounced the idea off, and he said, I would love to substitute for a while and, you know, fill in the gap. And he, now he's been in the band for over a year, and he's worked out really, really well. Yeah. So
you knew if you hooked him, you'd have him, right?
Well, yeah, you hope so. I mean, and you know, I'm never the one to brag about the good things that are going on in my life. I like to say, you know what, just come check it out and see if it clicks with you. And I sort of did that with him. I said, just play a few gigs. You might hate it. If you do, you're helping us through the next month or whatever. And if you love it, we hope you stick around. And he did. And he's been a tremendous boost to the band. He's got such a professional, positive attitude. He's always the guy. He could be back in Wausau, and I could still be coming back to Wausau from, you know, Milwaukee. And I could say, hey, Bradford, I just broke down 3 miles north of Milwaukee. And he'll say, I'll be there in 3 hours. Mm-hmm. He's just a team player, and he's really added a lot. So that's the lineup with me on vocals and occasionally on guitar. And I also do all of the tech in the band. So we do have some stuff going on behind us with some backing tracks. It's a very common thing in entertainment these days. Sure. But beyond that, it also runs our audio mix, and it also runs our entire light show. And that's all done from computer on stage. And so there's four of us. We don't have a crew. We don't have any light man or sound man. We walk in, and everything that you see in here is being done by the four of us, which when things go south, that's a real tense moment because there's nobody to jump in and fix something. It is, well, we're going to take a 3-minute break and hopefully fix this 20-minute problem.
Yeah. Well, we'll be comforted knowing you're coming to a town that has a deep music history of great band music instructors here in our town. In fact, two of the bands that are coming, Moniker and one of the other ones has Park Falls Natives in the band that are returning back. So it's a great music history and appreciation here for people like you, not only as a teacher at school, but a musician. So I think you'll fit right in here, Rico.
I'll tell you what, I know that, Joel, because those are some of my first gigs in Park Falls Butternut area. More recently, I used to play The Grove, mm-hmm. which was in Maple Grove, with my last band, Area 51. And we always looked forward to those gigs because it was just a great hometown crowd that came out and just appreciated rock and roll. And they would guzzle their beer all night long, and there weren't fights. There weren't hecklers. There was just a bunch of cheers and a bunch of song requests, and we loved it. And I have a story for you.
Yeah.
Back, I'm going to say about 1985, I was in a band called Roulette, still based out of Wausau, and we were playing a place called the Idlewild Resort up in your area, which was closer to Butternut, but he put us up in a hotel in Park Falls. And that weekend, a tornado came through and took the roof off the hotel we were staying at. And we lost a little bit of equipment through that. And we had glass cuts and whatnot. And we went to the bar that night thinking for sure the guy's going to go, you know what, just pack up and get out of here. Nope, he wanted us to play. So we played in our jackets and jeans and no stage clothes. Back then, you know, you had the big hair, and even guys wore a little bit of eyeliner and whatnot. We stood there just completely freaked out, and kind of just soldiered on through the night, packed up our stuff and hit the road, and had a hell of a story to tell everybody for the next, you know, 40 years. But those were great memories too. And I also used to play Grunerwalds, which is another rock and roll club up in that area.
Just between here and Fifield. Yeah. Not open anymore, but yeah, a lot of history there. I'm sure Rico, you could write a book about the stories of being on the road and playing great experiences and some not so great, but that's kind of the joy of every place you go to. And I guess that's probably why some artists like to return to festivals. Maybe they're familiar because it's a little mentally it's better mentally to know what you're walking into sometimes, right?
You betcha, absolutely. And again, it is if you're a performer of any level, you know that when you're not doing it is when you miss it the most. And a stark reminder of that was 2020, when a lot of our clubs shut down or were diminishing their play schedules. And then, but conversely, we had other clubs that weren't normally running music that all of a sudden could get a band for cheap, because there are bands out there just, you know, salivating for chances to go out and turn a buck. So, you know, other doors open, and that's the great thing about humanity is, you know, one door closes and something, another pathway appears, and you just go on. But thank goodness that time is over, because what an awful dark time that was for the country and the world.
Yeah, and I was talking with some of the other band members earlier this week. I think there seems to be a resurgence in having the live music. We have more local bands around here right now than I can remember, especially 8 or 10 years ago. I think there's a little bit of resurgence of that, of the live music. Do you see that at all, Rico? Or?
Oh, yeah. Boy, it's another good point, Joel. You're a pretty wise dude there. Your observations are spot on. And the market for live music is just alive and thriving. That being said, as a performer, I also notice, sadly, that at times the appreciation for live music has become a little bit more complacent at times, because people are so used to, I also do a solo act. I do a solo act called That Guy. So I go out and I do about a third of our playlist from Sonic Circus, and I throw in a bunch of light rock tunes and just stuff that I try to get the audience singing along on or whatever. And it's a scaled down version of Sonic Circus with a fairly substantial sound system and a light show and whatever, but it's just one guy on stage. And there's a lot of times where I play a chains of clubs out in the Fox Valley, and they're enjoying their dinner, and I am strictly meant to be background music. It's not a performance. I still try to drag them in because I'm starved for attention and insecure, as all musicians are. But I try to get them to just buy into the moment, because when you get on board with something, you enjoy it more. You know, it's the very first concert I ever saw in my entire life was, I was 12 years old. My sister got me Kiss tickets for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I went to see Kiss at the then Dane County Coliseum in Madison, Wisconsin. And I walked out of there a changed man, or little boy, as it would be. And the big thing I took away from that was not that I wanted to go see a bunch of concerts. I wanted to be the concert. I wanted to be the performer. And there's just something really attractive to me about laying it all on the line when you walk on stage. And you're going to have fans and you're going to have detractors. But whatever it is, you gave it your best. And then it's up to them to decide which side of that line that they stand on. And there's an incredible amount of support out there for live music in Wisconsin.
And I think growing up as a child in that era of late 70s and 80s, like you and I think both are, you can't help but be influenced by the Bon Jovis, the Bostons, the REO Speedwagons, the Styx, all that stuff, because it was just such an incredible time for music. That time, that transition from, you know, kind of the lighter rock into the disco, we won't talk about that, and then into the heart, into the real rock and roll. It was a special time in music history.
You're so right on that, Joel, and what you said. I have always perceived the entertainment business in that era of the 70s, when I was starting to awaken to it, as not as fractured as it is today. You know, there was rock and roll, there was country, but there wasn't hip hop, there wasn't rap, there wasn't country rock, there wasn't rap rock, there weren't all the little estuaries that break off the mainstream. And I remember Kiss just seemed like they were the rock band. And I actually had a classmate. I was in the seventh grade, and he was talking in the back of the classroom, and he was going to get us in trouble. And I was always the little, you know, Dudley Do-Right kid, afraid of being in trouble. And I turned around and I said, "Will you guys shut up? You're going to get yelled at." And he said, "Oh, you know, mind your own business." I said, "What are you guys yakking about anyway?" He said, "We're talking about how great Kiss is." And I didn't know anything about Kiss. And I was from a poor family. We had nothing. My mom cut my hair till I was 19 years old. I would wear all my brother's hand-me-down clothes to school. And that was our family. And he said, "Well, go buy the albums, you know, see how awesome they are." And I went, "Ain't got no money, dude." This 12-year-old kid pulls a $50 bill out of his wallet, which I'd never seen a $50 bill. And he hands it to me, and I thought, he's going to snatch it away. Nope. I grasped it with a firmness of a dying man, and I pulled it toward myself, and it was like angels are going, oh, it was $50 in my hand. And he goes, go buy the albums and see for yourself. And I did that night. I walked downtown with Wausau to the Inner Sleeve record store, and I bought whatever Kiss albums he had in stock, and I took them home and I played them all start to finish. I went, yeah, that was all right. I kind of like this one song, and I played that one again. And you know, this one's growing on me. I swear, by the end of the night, I was a Kiss fan. And I went in the next day and I went, you're right, they're awesome. And my big sister, who's 10 years older than me and always my second mother, was the one who went, well, if he likes the albums, we got to take him to a concert. And Joel, you're going to love this. Kiss tickets in 1977 were $8 freaking. $8.
Yeah.
2 years later, I saw Van Halen. I was a drummer when I saw Kiss, and I switched to guitar after seeing Van Halen. Van Halen tickets were $12 in 1979.
Nice.
And so there's a big way things have changed, right?
Yeah.
Now you need to sell your firstborn or a kidney to go see your favorite artist in concert.
Yeah, and maybe get to see them on the screen when you're there, not actually see their faces because you're so far away.
That was such a huge part of it, too. There was no MTV. There was no YouTube. There was no internet. So when you saw your artists, they were on stage or maybe on 60 Minutes as a talk show. Otherwise, you didn't see them living and breathing.
Right.
So that oversaturation, again, was kind of a gift back in those days because they were iconic when they walked on stage.
Yeah.
And so now it really takes a superhuman to reach that level of stardom.
Yeah, it's a different era. So we're talking with Rico from Sonic Circus. Saturday night, they will be at Flamborama at 8:30. We look forward to seeing you here, Rico. We thank you so much for sharing your stories and sharing your time. And we're looking for a fun time Saturday night here in Park Falls. We'll try. It doesn't look like there's any severe weather coming to our area, so you should be able to get out of here tornado-free. That's what we're hoping.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to be there rain or shine. It's not going to be who says it's not going to happen. And we're bringing all the toys for this gig because we've been looking forward to this for months. And I'm hoping there's still a few people in the area that might remember me from other bands. And if not, I hope to make some new friends and hope that they appreciate the band I'm currently in because we aim to please and we're there to work for you guys. So we are really looking forward to it and honored to be a part of it.
All right, Rico, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Safe travels, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate being here, and thanks for all you do.
You bet. Rico there with Sonic Circus joining us Saturday night, Flamborama, 8:30 under the big tent. It's going to be a wonderful show. You won't want to miss it.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to one of the longest running community festivals in the state. Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th, located under the big tent on 5th Street North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The lineup of entertainment is free and starts on Friday, August 2nd with Copperbox from Oshkosh. Copperbox, 5 p.m. Friday, loaded with high energy and a mountain of instruments. Friday night at 8, Moniker from La Crosse. Moniker features Park Falls hometown bass player Nolan Schmidt.
Fast food and city lights, supermarket paranoia, setting in, dressed up to be dressed down, a Vegas mantra growing in my head.
It's a weekend filled with free live entertainment and nonstop activities. For more information, go to parkfalls.com.
time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The 2024 Flammorama 50-50 raffle tickets are on sale now. The tickets are $1 each or 6 tickets for $5. The drawing will be Sunday, August 4th at 2 p.m. under the celebration tent. Purchase your tickets from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce office or call 715-762-2703 for more information and additional ticket locations.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're gonna have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. In 731-24 for rules and how to enter, visit Febreze.com.
More of Reality Radio. Happy birthday to John Smith, who's celebrating a birthday today, John. That is from Michelle and Al and Mel. So they all want to wish you a very, very happy, happy birthday. That was a great interview with Rico from Sonic. He could tell stories for a long time, being a musician for many, many years, and he's a good-looking guy about my age, so he's from that Bon Jovi,
yeah,
Boston Sticks era. Yeah, awesome, great. I
back when they had music, Joe.
Yeah,
1980s.
Yeah, the rock and the birth of they call the birth of rock and roll back in Elvis, and that's true. The Elvis era was the birth of rock and roll, but the new sound, the different, the Mellencamp, the Sticks, the Bostons, the Bon Jovis, and all that in the 80s, like we mentioned with him, was just a different time in rock and roll in music history.
Definitely.
It was pre-internet. You had to listen to the radio to hear your songs or buy the record. Otherwise, you weren't going to hear it.
Right, or you could buy a cassette tape.
Yeah, a cassette tape. Yeah. Maybe go to a bar and listen to it on a jukebox. You'd have bands trying to duplicate those songs. There wasn't the copyright things back then, so you'd have garage bands, high school kids trying to sound like Bon Jovi, playing at local fair. It was just a different time in the music industry, and he was very heavily influenced by that. So he's the lead singer of Sonic Circus, and you're going to enjoy their show Saturday night because they check out their YouTube stuff. They put on a good show.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. Great entertainment. Courtney was just in here telling about it here this weekend. So it's all free.
And after your Northwoods Classic Car Show on Saturday, you're going to need some beer Saturday night. So you'll be down there with the band, I'm sure, right?
I'll be down there, yep. I'm going to be announcing all of our great sponsors, all the Northwoods businesses and individuals that step forward to help make the 71st annual Flamborama possible again. So a big thanks to all of them, and we'll be naming all those. And be sure when you're in the big tent there, look around, check out all the banners that are around, and go up and shake somebody's hand and say thanks for your sponsorship, thanks for your donation. And there's a lot of things that go into Flamborama, as go with all the events that go at Flamborama, including Northwoods Classic Car Show, lots of volunteers, lots of sponsors and stuff that make all these events possible every year.
Yep, and we've talked with all the people who are coming to play live music this weekend, and for these bands to come and play, it's not cheap. We need sponsors to pay for it.
Definitely.
These people are very talented, and their time is worth money. So we thank all of our sponsors, and you've got a lot of great people that support your event too, the Northwoods Classic Car Show, which brings hundreds of people to the Park Falls area, a lot of them just to come to the show and
you
come
betcha,
to Park Falls.
Yeah, we coming off a big show last year. We had 97 cars registered last year, so over 100 cars in the park with the club cars. And this weekend looks to be a big show too. We're praying for good weather. And show, of course, is going to be Saturday, August 3rd, this Saturday, at the Schwamigan High School. And we're going to have a shuttle bus there from the BART the BART bus service. You can take you from the car show down to the Arts and Crafts, which are going to be on 2nd Avenue on Saturday. And then back up around, drop off at the festival grounds. You can check out all the food there along the midway and stop by the Civic Media Refreshment Tent. Refreshment tent there. Yes, so yes. Stop by and see us. We'll be broadcasting live down there starting tonight for Chris Cruzy.
Yeah, Gray will be there after the Brewer game until Chris Cruzy takes the stage at about 6. Shane Kronberger is going to join us on the microphone. He was going to be on this morning, but he had a little trouble getting back here in time, so he will hook up with Gray on the mic this afternoon before he hits the stage at 5.
All right, well, back to the car show. We got classes all the way from A through W, so huge amount of classes, huge amount of trophies. There's dash plaques for the first 75 entries. So come on in. We'll be doing some 50-50 raffles down there for you, so your chance to win some money and also support the Northwest Classics Car Club. We're going to be doing some 50s and 60s music down there. Unfortunately, DJ Big Dog had to cancel out for some personal reasons, so I have Greg Gunderson helping me out at the car show this year. He's going to be spinning the 50s and 60s music there.
DJ Jazzy Gray.
There we go. You betcha. And at noon, we're doing a special, we're going to do the national anthem. And then we're going to have an engine revving salute at noon. So if you're up by the high school, bring your earplugs because that could get pretty loud. So
I got the look from Gray. Wicka 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 woo. DJ Jazzy Gray. All right.
So yeah, we're going to have the national anthem, and then we're going to have an engine revving salute at noon there. And our trophies are presented at 2:30, and we got classes all the way from original 1900. All the way to 2001 to present. We got street rods, customized cars, non-stock street machines, stock factory muscle cars, trucks and vans original, trucks and vans modified. We got two passenger sports cars, 54 to 67, and two passenger sports cars, 68 to present. We got a convertible class, younger folks, trying to attract some younger folks into the car club. We've got drivers under age of 21 and younger. We got a trophy for that.
Oh, okay.
We've got, of course, special interests, the military tractors, military vehicles. Vintage campers are getting to be popular. You see these little small little campers that people are remodeling and going back to like the 50s with the white and the turquoise and everything. You'll maybe see some of those. Rat rods, of course, motorcycles. And tuners, younger folks, you've seen these vehicles with all the lights and everything underneath, usually the Mitsubishis or the Mazdas and stuff that the younger folks like to dress up and put the big stereos in them and the big speakers and everything. That's called a tuner. So,
all right.
So we're going to have some cash prizes during the show, giving away some cash prizes just for a little gas money and everything. And really appreciate everybody that comes out. And as you know, Joel, like any event, it takes a lot of behind-the-scenes effort to put this show on, and we have a lot of sponsors, as well as all the car club members come forward and help with the registration. You'll see the guys out there parking cars, helping you park cars, classing your cars, and, of course, the trophy presentation. Big special thanks to Marv Neveler, our chief of police. He comes up there and presents the Best of Show trophy. And we have a People's Choice trophy, so you can come up, vote for your favorite vehicle. And that is sponsored by Northwest Classics Car Club. And I'm just going to read through my sponsor list here. But again, the show starts at 9 o'clock and goes till 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m., we have a classic car parade. So if you can't make it up to the show, be sure and stick around. We'll be driving right down 2nd Avenue there and then back up by the movie theater and dispersing at Highway 13. So.
All right.
So that'll be approximately right around 3 o'clock, maybe a little before 3 o'clock, and that'll
all
be under police escort. So.
All on Saturday, yeah.
All on Saturday. Of course, we got the Fifield Lions food booth up there, right at the car show there, and I actually have their menu with me, Joel.
Ooh.
So I'm just going to read down the menu here. They'll be serving food. Of course, you got those donuts, those good donuts and coffee right there in the morning. We've got brats. We're going to have a special treat this year, thanks to Carl at CNR Power Sports. Carl and Phyllis, trying to think of that, Rigarty or Rigarty, Trying to figure that last name. I apologize if I butcher it.
Carl and Phyllis are good.
They're going to be doing a smoked brisket on a bun. Doing that. So he's going to smoke a brisket there. He said it takes about 20 hours and just delicious. So try one of those sandwiches. Also, Odier Nutrition. We're going to have Jennifer at Odier Nutrition down there in Division Street. She donated some teas for us, the Pineapple Passion and a Red Gummy Bear. So make sure you can get those. Of course, we're going to have water, pop. There'll be hot dogs there, chips. And, of course, we can't forget about the corn on the cob, the roasted grilled corn on the cob from the Fifield Lions Club that you can sink your teeth into. So
and, by the way, there's a car show going on, too, amidst all the food.
You might see me at the food booth between 12 and 2. But
sometimes I think you guys just put this on just for the food. Oh, by the way, there's classic cars, too.
Yeah. All right. But nice and convenient up there for everybody. Right. And just a couple thanks from the Fifield Lions Club. Super One donated a $50 gift card for the food booth. So thanks to Dan and the gang over there at Super One. And Quick Trip donated a couple dozen donuts. So thanks to Quick Trip for stepping forward and helping out the Fifield Lions and sponsoring some of their food items for the Fifield Lions food booth. So without further ado, I want to thank all my sponsors for the Northwoods Classics Car Show. These folks are trophy sponsors. They sponsor a class of trophies every year. And I'm just going to read down the list here, Joel. We're going to go with, first of all, Anderson's Body Shop and Phillips, Scott and Bob and the gang up there. Fred Oswald there, Mathis and Oswald. Forward Bank sponsor, both in Park Falls. And check out their new branch being built up there in Phillips, right across from Harborview. Warga Auto and Truck Center in Phillips. The Phillips Service Center, Dave and Tammy Yonich over there, or Dave and Michelle Yonich, excuse me, at the Phillips Service Center. State Farm Insurance, Diana Skowinski and Jake over there at State Farm. Northwoods Realty and Property Management, Tim and Calla New, and all the folks over there. We've got Country Cafe, Karen and Kelly there. Great food down there, open Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. Jay's Automotive on Park Falls. We've got Restore You in Park Falls. Henry over there. Ken's Carpet Center. D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls. Over there, Cody and Sadie over there. New owners there doing a fantastic job. Park Falls Family Restaurant. Jesus and Josephine always cooking up something delicious to eat. We've got Jack's Corner Bar. Vanessa and the gang over there. Northwest Community Credit Union. The Fifield Lions Club, Hastings Concrete, at Shawamgan Home Furnishings, Park Falls and Ashland. Signature Sign and Graphics, they do all our trophies and plus sponsor our Best of Show trophy. So thanks to Glenn and Rachel up there. AC Carpet Plus and Fifield, Rory and Michelle down there. Fifield Grocery and Smokehouse, John and Kim up there. And I believe, was it John Smith's birthday today?
It was John's birthday today, yeah.
All right, well, happy birthday, John. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield. Terry and Lisa there got a great Italian night on Tuesday, Wednesday Shrimp Palooza, and of course Saturday Prime Rib. And we've got the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Courtney was in here today telling all about the Flamborama and everything that's going on. Thank the Schwabin High School, John Oswald up there. A special thanks to Kevin Schulke up there. He always helps us out. He gets us whatever we need. If we need tables or tables, they really accommodate us up there. We got room to store our trophies and everything. He lets us come in and do our trophy, do our judging for our winners for our trophies. So special thanks to Kevin Schulke up there for all the help, all the work, and all the help he gives us, and letting us use the great venue up there for the car show again this year. It'll be in front of the Schwamgen High School is where the car show will be. Of course, Loft and Print and Copy, do all our posters, all our printing and everything. Wes and Stephanie down there. Phillips Lumber and Hardware on Phillips there. John Peschko and Billy and the managers and Randy over there and everything. Great supporters of our car show. Westwood Golf Sand Trap Bar and Phillips. Man, that course is in beautiful shape. Hats off to Dan and Andrea up there. And, of course, stop by the Sand Trap Bar there for some delicious food. Great fish fry on Friday night. And Northern Lights in the Lanes right here in Park Falls. the Park Falls Plumbing and Heating, Pete Shu over there, and big sponsors of our car show, and also sponsors the porta potties, and they do give a crap about Flamborama, so you'll see those signs again on those porta potties. First Street Funeral Home in Park Falls, Ron Ernst Lumber, Fifield. Again, I want to thank Police Chief Marv Neveler and the Park Falls Police Department. Also escorts our car classic car parade, and also, of course, leads the big Flamborama parade. Going to be happening at noon on Sunday. So lineup is at the Swamigan High School there, right in the parking lot. I'll be there, and I think Courtney will be there. So so come on up, bring a float, put some signs on your vehicle for your business. Great way to promote your business and be noticed here in the community. So, and of course, the Northwest Classic Car Club members all step forward every year to help with the show as far as parking, registration, and everything like that. And then Lena's Northern Pines and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, great new sponsors of our show this year. If you haven't been out to the Northern Pines, man, they got a breakfast buffet out there Saturday and Sunday. Starts at 7 a.m. And, wow, I tell you, biscuits and gravy, one of my favorites is on there. But there's just a plethora of different foods on there and different entrees. So check that out. Of course, Friday night fish fry, Saturday prime rib. And check out their menu on Facebook. Got some special nights. There's a German night on Thursday night there. And specials going on every night, so I'll be stopping out there to see Lena and Frank out there. They're new, recently acquired Lena's Northern Pines right there in Butternut Lake and Lakeshore Drive. Of course, CNR Power Sports trophy sponsors, and also going to be making that delicious brisket. So thank you to them. And then John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, one of my favorite places to eat, sponsor of our show. Jeff Hyken and Roofing in Phillips. And Tom there at the Price County Review, and Dear Nutrition. So I think I've mentioned everybody on the list. If I've omitted anybody, it was not intentionally, and I do apologize. And again, thank you to all these sponsors to help bring you the 2024 Northwoods Classic Car Show happening this Saturday, August 3rd at Swamigan High School.
And the Arts and Crafts Fair is Saturday, too, and there's a shuttle that will run back and forth, right?
The bus service will be running about every 15, 20 minutes from the car show to the craft fair, and then back up and drop off right in front of 5th Avenue there, in front of the festival grounds, and back up to the high school. So you can ride that. It's totally compliments of the Northwoods Classic Car Club, so there's no charge to ride the shuttle. So take advantage of that.
Yeah, and what's nice about your area out in front of the high school area is I know a lot of cars like to get there early so they can get a nice little spot. There's some shady spots there. People bring tents and stuff like that too. And if people like to talk cars, if you like to talk about old cars, maybe you had a 57 Fairlane like my dad did or something, pretty sure somebody there will talk to you about it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Car guys love to talk about cars, that's for sure.
And, yeah, that's cool.
Man, I've made some great friends over the years from Ashland, Tomahawk, and all over the place. We got people coming from Indiana. We got people coming from Illinois. We got folks up here from Arizona that bring vehicles. And it's always nice because we always get some new stuff every year.
Yeah.
Last year, we had a very rare car, a Pontiac Chief. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those, but... Yeah. They were pretty rare. They only made so many of them, and so many times,
Big G, the classic cars aren't so much about the car, but the memories and the era they represent.
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you walk through the cars there, you'll see a lot of people got photos of their vehicles when they were just rough and done ground up restorations on them. So
yeah,
and just some incredible vehicles out there, and.
Yeah,
the era of 50s and 60s, you got your muscle cars, and then the 80s, kind of the horsepower went down a little bit on there, and then but the cars were still big. I had an 84 Olds, an 84 Olds Delta 88 Coupe, that I used to drive, and man, that was a comfortable car, big two door. Yep.
No matter what era it is, everybody always remembers their first car. Everybody always remembers their first new car, whether it's from the 60s, 80s, or 2007, whatever.
Yep.
There's always links. There's emotional links to that for everybody.
Well,
so
definitely. And when we had people bringing some brand new Mustangs up there and everything. So it's like I say, it's open. If you got a vehicle, bring it up. If it's a special interest, Rat Rod, anything. We'd love to have you at the North Wisconsin Car Show.
All right, very good, Big G. Well done. Good weather for Saturday has been ordered, and in honor of DJ Jazzy Gray, who's going to be, is this going to be his lead song when he's out?
This is a story all about how my life got
DJ Jazzy the Fresh Friend. Okay, I'll leave it alone, Gray. Sorry.
Save big money on your painting project now at Menards. Get long-lasting color with Pittsburgh's Grand Distinction Exterior Paint. It's a paint and primer in one, plus it's highly dirt-resistant to maintain a clean appearance and comes in over 751 coat colors. Save big money on Pittsburgh paints and stains at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's What Is It Wednesday at Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville. Go to their Facebook page right now. Guess what the part or product is? Then don't answer. Call or stop in and get 5% off your next purchase up to $100 discount. Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
All right, little plug about Harvorama, which is tomorrow night also. Folks at Empty Pockets, Harv Borowski and the folks are doing live music out there. They got a shuttle running from Butternut, from Jen's Cafe, I think, down to the Empty Pockets if you want to use that. But check out the Empty Pockets Facebook page for all the details on events going on with Harvorama. Harv was going to come in this morning, but he had a delivery of stuff come in, so he's got to be there. So be sure to check that out. It was the first one, and it was a fun night for him.
It was a big hit, yep. Big crowds and everything there, and great music and everything. And it's Thursday night, so
Thursday night.
Listen to Chris Cruzy tonight. Yeah, you can go over to Harvorama on Thursday night. You just keep the fun going all weekend, right into Flamborama.
Five consecutive days of live music. Folks down in Phillips want to do Thursday night music in the park. They got that going down there in Phillips also. Yeah. So five consecutive days of seeing live music outside. Yeah. Doesn't happen too often.
Yep.
All right. What else you want to mention here about Reality Radio Big G? Something
well,
else
we can talk about one of my favorite things, of course, is going out to eat.
Yeah.
And, man,
everybody's favorite thing. Yeah.
Yep. So, and one of my favorite places to eat, of course, is John and Heidi's Happy Days in Cannon. And we were out there. In fact, we had a car cruise out there last Wednesday, and I had their prime rib sandwich and manjol. Oh, was that good?
Mm.
The average person would probably have to have a little box to take part of that home, but not me.
You're not the average person, huh?
Jim was sitting across the table. He said, I can't believe you ate all that. And I said, that's just par for the course, Jim. So, great sandwich. And, man, they got some great fries there. Got great flavor to them and everything. But like I said, they're one of my favorite places to eat. And, of course, my favorite meal out there is the Saturday night fire-roasted prime rib. And this thing, you got to get the mushrooms. And, man, talk about a salad bar with it. They've got French dressing. They got all the collard greens, the lettuce, and two types of soups on the salad bar. And plus, you can get a sugar cookie for dessert. So just excellent there. And I had the horseradish potatoes with it. You had that with it. And, man, what a meal. You wouldn't have to eat till tomorrow morning.
All right.
So, and today, I guess they say they're John and Heidi's Happy Days there in Kennan. Wednesday, they have a complimentary. If your birthday is going to be here, we got to say, you know, if you go out there today, if it's in July, you can get yourself a complimentary 6-ounce tenderloin steak with a choice of potato out there for your birthday.
Really? So, wow, nice.
So you can head out there. If it's your birthday's in July, they'll give you a complimentary meal.
Nice.
Of course, then you can go back out there Saturday night and try my favorite, the fire-roasted prime rib.
Yeah.
And so we got a $25 certificate today from John and Heidi's Happy Days. They're located right on Highway 8 there in Kennan, Wisconsin. And how are we going to give that away today, Joel?
Let's do caller 5 again. What do you say?
Caller number 5 today, we'll get a $25 gift certificate from John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin.
715-762-3221. 715-762-3221. Caller 5.
And if your business wants to be part of Big G's Favorite Places to Eat campaign, give me a call, 715-492-2654. I'll come out and enjoy a meal, and then I'll love to talk about it. Talk about it on the air here at 98Q Country, which goes out to 18 counties, and is a great station and huge listenership and
borderline personalities, but yes, good station, good signal. Yeah.
Well, we can't do much about that. We got to work with what we got, Joe.
And the home of the newly founded DJ Jazzy Gray Gunderson.
DJ Gray Gunderson. Holy cow!
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
All right, let's run through some of the Flamborama events because we haven't really done this much. And what's going on this weekend. The big book sale at the Park Falls Public Library is going to kick off Friday. That'll be Friday morning at 9, so if you want to get some books, that'll be the first day to go. Phillips Children's Museum begins Friday morning at 10. The Youth Rod Casting with St. Croix Rods. I think all the kids get a free rod. It's a wonderful thing. 10 o'clock Friday morning at the football field. The food court opens at 11 Friday. The Sawdust Dig at 11 Friday. The Chalk Drawing Contest at noon on Friday. Frog Jumping and the Fireman Stand at 5 o'clock. Softball Tournament kicks off late afternoon on Friday, right around 5. Copper Box on stage under the big tent. We got an interview with them at 98qcountry.com under podcast. Nice, real nice interview, so check that out. Carnival opens at 6 o'clock Friday night. Daily Carnival Wristband available from 6 to 10 Friday night. The Moniker Band featuring Nolan Schmidt. Again, another interview with them, 98qcountry.com under podcast, 8 o'clock Friday night. The carnival will shut down, and then we'll get things moving into the weekend here, which we'll tell you more about in just a second. We have a winner, I believe, Big G.
Yeah, winner of a $25 certificate from John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. One of my favorite places to eat is Don Carden.
All right, Don. Congratulations. Congratulations to you. Now, remember the Wednesday Night Live music tonight is not at Chrysler Park. It is at the Flamborama Grounds on 5th Street North. So be sure to go up there to the tent for that tonight, not at Chrysler Park. Now, Saturday events, Big G, the softball tournament, and that's an event we don't talk a lot about. Christian Newberry puts a lot of work into this, and there's a lot of people that put work into this to make it happen. It brings like 16 teams to our area. You take 16 times at least 10 to 15 to 20 people on each team that come to our area and play in this. It's a big part of bringing a lot of people to the area.
Definitely, yep. You know, gas stations, motels, restaurants. Yep.
Oh, no doubt about it. So hats off to all the folks. Beer Can Kenny and the folks who put the whole thing on out there. Arts and Crafts Fair is a big event Saturday, 9 to 3, right downtown. Of course, the Northwoods Classic Car Show that Big G mentioned out at the high school Saturday, 9 to 3. Sidewalk Sales downtown will get going at 9 o'clock right away Saturday morning. Evergreen Road Race is at 10 at St. Anthony's, is where it kicks off at the Padua Center. Phillips Children's Museum is back Saturday. The food court, of course, a great selection of food again this year. The carnival continues Saturday, Sunday. The Micronesian dance team will be there 11 to 1 Saturday. And then there will be a cornhole tournament inside the Blue Line Club, the Rec Arena, Saturday at 2 o'clock. All skill levels are welcome, even you, Big G, but you got a car show, so sorry. Small Town Famous on the stage Saturday at 5, Sonic Circus Saturday night at 8. Some great interviews with those bands, again, at 98qcountry.com. And then Sunday, of course, the Phillips Children's Museum is back. The kids' kiddie car races at 10:45 downtown. The parade at noon, Robbie V, and This is what's on the poster, Big G, because now you got class reunions and you got tons of other stuff going on just around this whole thing. So it's,
definitely, you betcha.
Always a fantastic weekend. For those of you who are new to the area, I'll just tell you, if you're going to live in Park Falls, You don't leave Park Falls on Flamborama weekend, all right? Because everything's happening right here. So you just
right,
you
and it's all you know, all the events are they're absolutely free.
Yeah,
you come in and
we mentioned this last week.
Or beverage of your choice, and come on in, enjoy. Yeah. You know, some great local talent, as well as these bands got a lot of local flavor to them.
Yep. What's really cool about this event, and I've mentioned it before, is that if you're on hard times and you don't have much money, you can still hop on your bike or foot it down and listen to the music and still enjoy great entertainment and see a lot of other things like the Micronesian dancers and other things that are free. They're free.
Definitely.
So yep. We of course appreciate it when people financially support it and go to the buy beverages and all that stuff. But if you can't do that, hey, this is why this festival has been around for 71 years now, is it?
And it's all